CliffCentral.com. All right, everybody, it's time for an episode of EastRanders. Are you ready for a little bit of that?
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
You know, this is where we check in on the people of the East Rand, Amanda's hometown, the Vale. And Amanda, do you want to intro this for us and tell us who we got on EastRanders this morning?
Again, this person wants to stay
anonymous,
but okay. This story is crazy. I would also be anonymous.
All right, this is one of the stories from the East Rand, everybody, so get ready. The East Rand in Johannesburg, it has a flavor all of its own. Just the other day, Amanda was saying to me, she found this place that makes the most amazing sushi in the world. It's great value for money, but you could be shot. So if you go there, you know.
That's the risk you take.
Well, people in the East Rand don't give a shit about that. They want good sushi. So here it is. East Randers, are you ready? Let's see who we've got on the lineup today.
Okay, so I've got a story once about coming home from a wedding, a bit of a drinking and driving incident. I'll try and explain it as best I can for you guys to try and visualize how it all went down. Myself and my girlfriend at the time, coming back from a wedding, decided to stop at the McDonald's just off Barber Road to get some late night munchies. And as we pulled into the car park, the cops pulled up behind us, flashed their lights, set off the siren, made us pull over. So a cop came walking up to my window, asked if I'd been drinking. Obviously I had, so I couldn't really lie. So they told my girlfriend at the time, we're arresting him. You're gonna need to drive to the Edenvale police station. So they took me out the car, put me in the back of their car. She got in the driver's seat, and as she was pulling off, we probably got up to about 5 or 10 kilometers per hour. And she reckons all she saw was the police headlights dip, like the car had slammed brakes. She saw the doors go flying open and the two cops go running away. Then the one cop decided to turn around with his gun drawn and come running back to the car. She said then he took another gun and ran away from the car. Now I'll tell you what happened. So the cops took me, they put me in the back seat of their car. I'm sitting there as we started to pull off. I felt something metal and quite tinny underneath my feet. So when I decided to put my hands down and feel what it was, I felt that they'd left their assault rifle in the back. I think it's an R5 the cops use. So I picked it up and I was having a good look at it, and the cops were busy jabbering away, not realizing that I had a machine gun in my hands. And I tapped the cop in the passenger seat on his shoulder with it. And as he looked back, I went, "Freeze, Bubba." And they panicked. These cops slammed the brakes, jumped out the doors and ran away. The one cop came running back with his 9mm, but not pointed at me. He asked me to swap the guns with him. He's like, "You can have the 9mm, but give me that one back." So I said to him, "No, I don't want either of your guns. I'm just messing around. Please don't shoot me or whatever." Then the cops took the gun. They stepped back, and then everyone started laughing. It was a big joke. Cops let me get back into my own car and go home.
Wow. This kind of thing happens in the East Rand. I mean, you have to be a mental patient to take a gun and play around with the cops. That guy could have got shot.
Mm-hmm. In the face.
Holy hell.
How is he so just like relaxed? Yeah, like, don't worry. It was all just
a joke. It happens on the East Rand all the time. What? All the time, huh? Amanda, when did that happen to you? Have you already pulled an assault rifle on a policeman? My God, unbelievable the friends you have. East Randers, everybody. Unbelievable people in the East Rand, huh? Tell me. What kind of person did they pick up the cop's gun and then they say freeze and the cops jump out of the car, run away, and they come back with their gun pointed at him? Well, they don't point it at him. Somehow they don't think to do that or shoot him. And then he's like, "Ha ha, it's all a big joke," and they laugh and they just walk away from each. This is madness.
Yeah, it's insane.
What a country.
No, what a place.
What a place, the East Rand. That's true.
You don't get this anywhere else.
Holy hell.
So bizarre.
Huh? Unreal. CliffCentral.com.